Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Quantum Techniques Talk Radio, Bring Healing to Chaos, is a hit show to empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Now, here are your hosts.
Welcome to Transformation Talk Radio. This is Beth Daniel here with my husband, Dr. Stephen Daniel, and we're the founders of QuantumTechniques.com. Quantum Techniques is a new remote energy medicine that we practice with people all over the world to help them overcome any blocks in their life to living the epic life that they deserve. And we're streaming live today from the Northwest Women's Show in Seattle, Washington. We want to welcome everyone to our segment of the show today. And the title of today's show is Leave Your Traumas in the Past, Be Free Today. So we're going to be talking for the next half hour about what is the role of trauma in life? How does it block us from healing? How does it contribute to aging? How does trauma and stress contribute to dissatisfaction with life in general? So I want to introduce my husband, Dr. Stephen Daniel, who's here with me today.
Yes, yeah, mahalo from Maui.
The first thing I think we want to talk about, Steve, is really the role of trauma in aging and dissatisfaction in life that can block us from having the life that we really want. And one of the things I would say about that first is that trauma and or stress, but we're going to call it trauma for the purposes of this show, unknowingly keeps us from living in the present moment. Trauma is a time warp problem. If you have a trauma from the past that is still running your life unknowingly, keeping your cells locked in fight or flight, then you're not present in your life today to live the life that you deserve and want. So not only is it a time warp problem where you're really, your body thinks you're living somewhere in the past when a trauma event occurred, trauma also takes up actual physical space in your body. So you don't then physically have the available energy to thrive. It's been shown by Candace Pert, who wrote a very famous book called Molecules of Emotion, that this trauma and negative emotions as well actually does take up physical space in the body. I believe from doing this work for almost 15 years now with people over the phone and working with trauma, I believe that trauma, unhealed trauma, the beliefs that are attached to that are the number one reason that our bodies break down and that we age. Because the truth is, when you're in a trauma state, even if it's unconscious, you know, something happened in childhood, or you had an IRS audit 5 years ago, or a traumatic divorce, or some kind of conflict, or a Hurricane Sandy for some people. That trauma can stay present at a cellular level. Your body then stays in fight or flight, and when you're in fight or flight with a belief unconsciously that you're still running from the tiger or running from the fear, then your body can't heal.
Well, and I think one of the things we want to ask is, okay, how do we know if I have unhealed trauma? Okay, I think, first of all, if the intensity of an emotional reaction does not fit the intensity of the issue today, then you know you're not here and now. You're reacting to something in the past. So your child spills milk on the floor and you just go into a rage. guess what? Kids spill milk on the floor. That's not a big deal. But if you spilled milk on the floor and you had an abusive parent that was abusive to you, then all of a sudden the world's not safe because there's milk on the floor. And that's just an example.
It's a good example.
What's another example? You know, we're made to live in this present moment in gratitude for whatever is brought to us through the universe, through the divine. Even moments of discomfort, because they're opportunities for transformation. So if you're frequently visited by, I'll use the word negative emotional states, fear, terror, anxiety, anger, rage, grief, depression, sadness.
Shame.
Then guess what? You're locked in, probably unconsciously, to trauma fields. And these can be generational, but trauma fields. So you're not actually living in the moment today. You're living in a thought process about something that terrible might happen, whether or not you recognize a thought process.
Well, I think another way that you know if you had unhealed trauma that's really running your life is if you have some kind of chronic problem. You know, if you have chronic pain, if you have chronic physical symptoms of some kind or one symptom after the other, if you even have difficulty losing weight or starting an exercise program, or you have an addiction, if you're stuck in some aspect of your life and really feel like you have difficulty moving forward, chances are there is unhealed trauma in your past that you need to become free of to live the life that you want.
If you believe that you're a failure, that you can't succeed, okay, that no matter what you do, it's not going to make any difference, that you'll never find a person to love you, okay, those are examples of unhealed trauma fields from the past that you're unconsciously reliving every day, that's not allowing you to be present and go through, you know, what your epic life can be today in this moment. I think Beth wanted to walk through and actually explain our trauma code and how that's different than, I'll say, psychotherapy.
I just got a message that my mic is breaking up really badly, so I think you should probably do that just to be sure
okay.
People can hear.
Okay. Do you want to switch mics and I'll change out mics for you? Okay. So what is our trauma code? One of the things is, you know, Beth and I both came from psychology backgrounds. I was a clinical psychologist for many, many years. And we find that talking about your trauma just reattaches you to the trauma. You know, think about this. Let's say your husband or your boss does something that really hurts your feelings. Leave every painful moment exactly where you found it. That's not what we do. We get on the phone with our friends, and we relive that moment over and over and over again. And every time we relive that moment, we go through the pain over and over and over again. That is not actually healing. Healing is, no matter what's happened in the past, I'm a different person since then, and I can be present in this moment right now. And nothing from the past, I want you to hear this, nothing from the past can take away my gratitude and joy in this moment, okay, unless I've made up a story. And so what I want to do is, the trauma code is a simple series of acupressure points that you can touch once and then just read. You can go to our website, quantumtechniques.com, and I think it's under video. It's got sample treatments. It shows Beth putting in these points and then me actually doing the trauma code. So you actually have an ability, by going to quantumtechniques.com, click on video, to actually watch this whole process, which is very quick. But what I want to do is read the trauma code for people and tell you what these points correspond to. Okay, so the first one is EB, which is the inside corner of the eyebrow. The next one is index finger, which is the thumb side of the index fingernail. The next one is the little finger, which again would be the thumb side of the little fingernail. SH for the side of hand, which is we call it the karate chop spot on the edge of the palm. EB, again, for the inside corner of the eyebrow. E, for 1 inch below the eye. MF, for middle finger, which, again, would be the thumb side of that middle fingernail. SH, that karate chop spot on the edge of the palm. IF, for index finger, again, the thumb side of the index finger. OE, which is outside of the eye. It's on the temple, you know, just outside of the eye. A is 4 inches under the armpit, and then C is collarbone. Collarbone is go to the notch in your throat, go down 1 inch, and over to either side 1 inch. Now, once you've got that written down, and we actually have it on our business cards, okay, you can focus on any emotional trauma and read or touch those points 3 or 4 times. And even before you start, you know, kind of rate the intensity of that trauma on a scale of 1 to 10. How strong is it? Every time you read that code, it should drop down 2, 3, 4 points, where that you can collapse that trauma all the way down to a 0. So when you think about, or I'll say go back and run that movie in your head, it doesn't cause any pain or suffering.
I'm just trying to test my mic right now. We got some information that I was breaking up badly, so I'm trying to talk and see if anyone can hear me. So
you actually sound great. This is Chris back at the radio station, and you sound fine.
Okay, thank you. Thanks, Chris.
Beautiful.
Okay. Yeah, so what Steve was talking about in terms of, you know, you can go to our website at quantumtechniques.com and look at the trauma code under video, and you can run through that with Steve live on that video and go through it several times until, you know, a specific trauma you have in mind really melts away. And you'll notice if on a scale of 1 to 10, when you focus on that trauma issue, in terms of level of emotional upset, let's say it's a 10, keep going through that trauma sequence until you notice it dropping and dropping more and getting down to, you know, ideally we want it to be a 0 or 1 on a scale of 1 to 10.
And I would say this will be effective for about 99% of the general population.
Well, one of the things about the trauma code that's so effective and really wonderful is that it allows you to release trauma at that cellular level, and you can do that instantly and heal something instantly. You know, talking about trauma, and both Steve and I were psychologists, or I guess are psychologists, but not really practicing that way, talking about a past trauma event is really not healing it. It just reattaches you to the story, which you're telling over and over again, and reattaches you to the trauma. So where we get into trouble with trauma events that occur in our lives is not really the trauma itself. If we could allow the trauma to just move through us like it was intended to, we could go along with our lives and be okay. What happens is, when a trauma occurs, our perception of it then creates beliefs about things in our life, like a belief that the world's not safe now, or if something happened to me where I was abused by a male at some point in my life, then I may have a belief that all men are unsafe, or a belief that I identify with that trauma, and that's who I am, and I'm nobody else, and I get stuck in that. So what happens is, unknowingly, of course, we would never try to do this to ourselves, but what happens is that story about the trauma takes over, and then we generalize our beliefs about the trauma to the world, like, okay, something bad happened to me with an experience with a man, so now all men are bad, or all men are unsafe, or all of them are untrustworthy. I generalize it to everybody on the planet. That weakens me and harms me, by the way. And then I identify with that trauma as, you know, who I am. So our goal with the trauma code is getting to that cellular level and healing it and releasing it and allowing ourselves and it to move through our body and out. And one of the things that I love in Guy Finley's work, who's a spiritual teacher with the Life of Learning Foundation, is that he talks about human beings and how we allow a storm to come in our lives and then it stays put. It stays locked in our energy field or like a big dark cloud overhead, and it stays stuck. Emotions and trauma are meant, and challenges are meant to move through, not to stay stuck. What we do with them unconsciously causes them to stay stuck in our bodies and then for us to manifest, you know, sometimes physical illness or problems with weight loss or stuckness in our life or history of pattern of bad relationships. So the essence of the trauma code is to bring light into that field, into that trauma issue at a cellular level, find out where it is, and release it. And it's simple, and it's fast, and it works, I bet, at least 99% of the time.
Let me give a couple examples that help explain this. You know, I agree with Beth. It's not the event that happens. It's the story we make up. But I want to give this first example, because the story we make up can predate verbal ability. Years ago, I was called by an attorney that said, listen, I know I could keep this case and make a lot of money, but I've got this 18-month-old that got bit in the face by a big black dog. It cries nonstop. The mom cannot put the child down. The child cannot see even a video of a dog or hear a dog bark without going into, you know, absolute terror. And this attorney knew what I could do because I'd worked with his family member. Said, why don't you do your weird stuff, Steve? And so I had the mom come out with this 18-month-old and come into my home office. Now, I had a 120-pound Rottweiler, you know, in a small, secluded area behind a fence. So the child came in. I pulled out a stuffed Rottweiler puppy, and the child went into fear. We did this treatment about four or five times, just running the trauma code four or five times, because I brought the child into the field. It's not like I can tell an 18-month-old, think about the dog attack. I just brought a dog picture, a dog, you know, stuffed animal into the field. Then the child sat down and started playing with the stuffed animal. Then I sat down and I said, well, that took us 10 minutes. I started working with a mom on her trauma about what happened until she was completely calm. We then walked out to their car, and the little child saw my 120-pound Rottweiler behind a fence, ran over to the fence, stuck her hand through, wanted to play with the dog. And the dog was very gentle, and the mom asked, is that okay? And I said, sure. The kid got in, was playing with the dog, hugging the dog. We actually put it on the dog's back, let it ride for the dog. Heard back from the attorney, well, I lost my lawsuit because the kid's fine. So this is a pre-verbal level. There was a trauma field stuck in this child's body, and it wasn't I got bit by a dog. It was I'm never safe because there's dogs in the world. And we didn't have to go through talking about it, obviously, with an 18-month-old. We completely collapsed the trauma field, and it was gone. Okay, one other incident, if you're using this, because I want to teach people, is that sometimes there are different aspects to a trauma. So again, years ago, a family that I knew well had an adult child that was in a health club, and somebody broke in and fired some shots. And he got, you know, they fired at him. He survived. I got him on the phone afterwards, or actually face-to-face afterwards. This is a long time ago. And I had him think about the shooting incident, and his anxiety was like about a 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. We did the trauma code, got it all the way down to 1. Then all of a sudden he says, well, it's 5 minutes later, he says, well, the fear is back. I said, what are you thinking about? He said the same thing. I said, no. What was the first thing we were thinking about? He said, well, the first thing was the gunman's eyes over the gun when he pointed at me. I said, okay, is that what you're thinking about now? He goes, no. I said, what are you thinking about now? He said, the sound of the bullet as it went through my hair and took off my hat. I said, that's a different trauma field. So I had him focus on that. We did that trauma code three or four times. Fear was completely gone, very relaxed. 5 minutes later, oh, the trauma's back. I said, what's going on? He says, it's the trauma field. I said, what are you thinking about now? He said, the sound of my mom's voice crying on the phone when I called her to tell her I was okay. I said, that's a different trauma field. So we had to do the trauma code three or four times on each of those aspects. And then, you know, the young man never had a nightmare, no PTSD, nothing happened, because we collapsed all of the trauma field.
another clinical example of using the trauma code that I'd like to share is really shows how a traumatic incident in your life today can block your healing. Not necessarily just trauma from the past, but it can be something that happened today, like Steve's example with the shooting incident. A woman, a client of mine on the East Coast, had a flu that was not healing. She was very ill and vomiting and quite ill with the flu that's going around earlier this year. And she got over it, and then it kind of came back, and she wanted to do a session. So what we found was that there was a rage issue that was showing up based on the death of a family member that had occurred recently, and no one in her family told her about this person's death, and she was very upset about that. That was the trauma that was blocking her from healing the flu. So we worked on the trauma code to help release the rage that she had at this person for not telling her about what happened with this family member, and then she was able to release it, and she was over the flu by the next day. Another example of how trauma can be generational and almost like contagious. A family friend of ours has a corn allergy, and this is a result from three generations back. Some of her ancestors, some of her family members, used to hide in the cornfield when their dad came home from work drunk because he was in a rage and he was scary, so they would hide in the cornfield. This resulted in a corn allergy for all the kids and then their kids' kids and so on, and this allergy is still showing up, you know, three generations later. So that can show the power of trauma and how it's almost contagious in a way at an energetic level. We were able to heal that sensitivity in one session by working with the trauma code. Another example, a female author that I work with had writer's block, and this was based on an old childhood trauma and some concerns about what other people would think about what she's writing. So we talked about it, did the trauma sequence, and the writer's block was gone. She emailed me the next day that she was writing happily, you know, and for hours, better than she'd been able to for a couple of years. So those are just some clinical examples of the power of the trauma code and how you can use it in your life or use it to work with and help others that you know. Now, on occasion, very rarely, the trauma code may not completely clear the trauma for someone. If that happens, that means that you need to know more. We need more information for the body to be able to release this. If you get to that point, you can contact Steve and I through quantumtechniques.com website. We have a couple of other methods that we use in combination with the trauma code to help you release trauma that might be stuck in your body in a certain area. One of them is something called the grounding technique, which is where we take the physical symptom that the person has, if they think about, you know, where is the trauma held in the body, and we show the body that where it's held by making some specific energetic connections with the brain and some other healing areas, and then the body's allowed to release that trauma and movement occurs, which is what we're looking for. The other thing we look at if trauma is stuck is something called the seat of consciousness scan. And that's something that we do to really bring in light to that specific area in the body where you're holding the trauma or where you're holding the pain. And then once we do that, light, of course, allows us to see. So when we bring in the light, we can see what are the underlying issues as to why the body has not yet released this trauma. And oftentimes it will be like some kind of a non-physical attachment. It could be even like a spiritual attachment, but it could be an unhealed rage issue of yours or someone else's. Could be fear, could be shame, it could be grief, could be all kinds of different things that we need to see in order to be able for that trauma to clear. Now, typically, like I said, this trauma code works, I would honestly say, 99% of the time. But if there's something that just feels stuck or recurring in some way and you feel like you can't let it go, then we need to do a little more work on it, and then you can contact us, like I said, through our website. I'm available at beth@quantumtechniques.com, and Steve is steve@quantumtechniques.com, or Stephen with a PH @quantumtechniques.com. We also have, I think it's over 150 hours of free audio on our website now. That's probably low. It's probably 175 by now. So all you need to do is go to quantumtechniques.com, and we have a lot of free teleclinics that Stephen and I have done over the past few years with a lot of good information about healing yourself and others. We have three free manuals on that website as well, client manuals with a lot of free treatments. So not just the trauma treatment, but also treatment for flu virus, for example, or treatment for fear. If you ate something that didn't agree with you, how do you clear those food toxins? So we have a wide range of treatments available in our free client manual as well. So you can access that at quantumtechniques.com 24/7. Anything else you want to add, Steve, about today's topic?
No, other than the fact is that you can, in a few minutes, not in a few months, be free of trauma and the effects of trauma in your life. And the whole goal of Quantum Techniques is teaching you how to heal yourself. That's why we have all these free manuals and MP3 downloads and other things on our website. We have DVDs and CDs teaching people how to heal themselves. Then, you know, if they get stuck, they can call us for individual sessions. We offer that as well. But our whole goal is then to teach people how to empower themselves for healing.
We have an e-list available as well where we send out announcements to you. And we offer free gifts every month. A lot of times those are treatments or even specific recipes to get through the cold season, other things that we send. And we don't send several emails a week like a lot of places do, so we won't inundate you with emails. But it is a good way to stay in touch with what we're doing at quantumtechniques.com and to help yourself.
Well, we do appreciate you for listening today, and hopefully we've given you some resources. We try to move quick that you can access and, again, have the epic life that you fully deserve on this planet.
Thank you, and aloha from Maui.
You've been listening to Quantum Techniques Radio. Bring healing to chaos. Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show that'll empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. Each week, you'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned guests and healing practitioners to discover the techniques to heal yourself and others. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing and remove wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.